Welcome back to Search the Scriptures. This is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ right here in Omaha, Nebraska. Great to be back with our listeners once again. We're so thankful to have this opportunity to come to you and through the medium of radio to open up God's Word together and dig a little bit deeper, study a little bit further, learn a little bit more, and grow in our faith. Because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. It's important that we get into God's Word because ultimately there are only two roads down through the pathway of life that can be taken. One is walking with God in faithful obedience, and the other is walking away from God and thereby walking with the devil. Some people might say, well, I don't believe in God and I don't believe in the devil. Disbelief does not change facts. Truth is not based upon popular opinion. It is truth, whether anybody believes it or not. We want to help people get to heaven. That is the ultimate goal that ought to be in the heart of every individual. We want to help you along that line. Now, we encourage you to tell everybody you can about the radio program. Encourage them to listen so that they can learn, that they can grow spiritually. And also, we want to encourage you and tell everybody you can about our website at churchofchrist.com, churchofchrist.com. And click on the podcast button and sign up for our podcasting. Now, it's all free. It always will be free. We're not after people's wallets. We want to help people get to heaven. When you sign up for our podcasting, you will automatically receive to your smartphone or computer or whatever device you choose, you will automatically receive this radio program, for example, Search the Scriptures, 5 days a week. It'll automatically be there. So if you can't listen sometimes because of your busy schedule, you'll still be able to listen when you can find the time. It'll just be right there, and you can download it and listen. But you'll also receive a great deal more Bible teaching material, and all of it will automatically go to your smart device. Again, always for free. So take advantage of that yourself and encourage everybody else you know to do so as well. If you're in the Omaha area, come and check us out in person. We're located at 3606 North 108th Street. 3606 North 108th Street. Bible classes begin on Sunday morning at 9:30, followed by worship at 10:30. Sunday evening, worship and more Bible study at 6 o'clock. Wednesday evenings, 6:30. We come back together each Wednesday evening, 6:30, for more Bible study. You're always welcome to any and all of these services. We hope to see you soon. We're going to get back into our general theme that we have been focusing upon, and that is heart troubles. Again, we're not talking about our physical heart that pumps blood through our circulatory system all day, every day, as long as we live. We're talking about problems of the heart from a spiritual perspective. We've looked at a number of these already. Some of these might have raised your eyebrows. We've talked about laziness, for instance. We've talked about gossip. We've talked about fear. We've talked about hatred. And in this particular section of our study, we're talking about anger. Anger is the seedbed for hatred, and hatred ultimately becomes advanced into violence and even murder often. Well, we don't want that to happen. Those are self-destructive behavior styles or behavior characteristics. We want to keep things in check and strive to live the godly life that God wants us to live. Now, that's going to be a lifestyle that is under control, that we keep ourselves under control. When we lose our temper, and again, there are occasions when some action on the part of somebody else might provoke a righteous kind of anger. It's called in the Scriptures righteous indignation. But maybe it's a righteous anger that is very focused and that is very disciplined. We're told in the Scriptures, do not let anger... We're told in the Scriptures, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. And we're told to be angry and sin not. So the idea there is, if there is a proper or understandable and reasonable provocation to anger, let that anger be controlled. Don't let it abide in your heart and go on and on and on, and then become less and less under control and ultimately develop into hatred and maybe even into violence. Uncontrolled anger can keep us out of heaven. Now, as we closed last time and we looked at some introductory material, we looked at the text in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, about how Cain became so angry when God rejected his sacrifice to God, but had accepted his brother Abel's sacrifice. And the text says that Cain became very angry, and that ultimately his anger was focused on his own brother, who did nothing to provoke the anger, who did nothing to provoke the hatred that Cain's anger probably became toward his brother. God was the one who rejected Cain's sacrifice, not Abel. Abel simply followed through with what God had instructed to be for him to offer to him by way of sacrifice and worship to God. Cain substituted something else. Now, someone might say, well, I don't see that in that text there in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. I don't see where God instructed them as to what to sacrifice to him. The Hebrews writer makes that clear. It says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And as we keep emphasizing in our studies together, here in Search the Scriptures, faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. So since Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain by faith, God obviously had told both Cain and Abel what he wanted them to offer to him by way of sacrifice in worship to him. And again, Abel obeyed, Cain substituted, and that means he disobeyed God. Now, we read also Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. And this is the instruction that everybody ought to take to heart, and especially Christians, those who say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I want to follow God, I want to follow Jesus. Paul the Apostle wrote in verse 31 of Ephesians chapter 4, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking, and notice all of these are really related to anger, be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Well, let me ask you some personal questions, or we might think of these as personal reflections. And you'll have to answer these to yourself. Obviously, we're not going to be able to interact over the airwaves of radio. But let me plant some thoughts, some questions in your mind, some reflections. Do you have a problem with anger? Does your anger sometimes get out of control? How many people are in jail for long periods of time, and in some cases for life, because they became angry with a family member, supposedly a friend, a work associate, just someone on the street? And their anger was out of control, and they killed that person. Does your anger sometimes get out of control and lead you to do some terrible things? Has your anger out of control developed into hatred in your heart for somebody? Do you have problems controlling your tongue when you get angry? You get angry and automatically then begin using all kinds of profanity and vulgarity and maybe even using the Lord's name in vain as you curse and swear at somebody. Have you ever done anything in anger for which you were later ashamed? Have you ever verbally hurt somebody through your angry words, lashed out at them, called them names? Have you ever physically hurt somebody through anger, became violent? Have you experienced relational problems due to anger? It boils over into marital relationships, but also other family relationships. And again, Cain and Abel is simply a classic example. Have you ever been in legal trouble due to anger? A whole lot of people in jail because they did not control their anger, and the anger developed into something else. Well, let's sound a warning sign, and let's recognize the dangers of anger. Harboring anger can itself be sinful. You might say, well, I've never lashed out. I've never called anybody ugly names. I've never used God's name in vain or in profane ways because of my anger. I'm angry with so-and-so, but I've not done anything. I wouldn't murder him. I've never tried to punch him in the nose. I've never tried to destroy their lives, but oh boy, I'm angry with them because of something they said, because of something they did way back, maybe 20 years ago. And you still have that anger in your heart? Harboring anger, just that, in and of itself, can keep you out of heaven. It can be sinful to the point that you lose your soul. In Galatians 5, in verse 20, and this is a particular text of Scripture wherein the Apostle Paul is listing all kinds of sinful lifestyles and practices that will keep a person out of heaven. I'm going to begin reading actually with verse 19. And Paul refers to these as the works of the flesh. He says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, think about verse 20 in particular. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, that's anger. But think about how these other terms, these other sinful actions, they're related to anger. As we said, anger is the seedbed for hatred. And then hatred can turn violent, and extremely violent, even resulting in murder. I want us to look also at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 26 and 27. Now we read a few moments ago, verses 31 and 32, where the Apostle Paul said, you know, put away anger. How do you put away anger? Kindness. Kindness will tamp down anger. It will respond to anger in a positive way and actually put it out of your heart. Let's look at verses 26 and 27. Be angry and do not sin. Okay, so there are occasions, there are situations, there are provocations in which anger is a righteous emotional response. But Paul says, you keep it under control. Do not sin. And he went on and said, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. So put anger out of your heart. Don't let it abide. In verse 27, he goes on, and it's all one continual thought, nor give place to the devil. When you let anger abide in your heart, you're opening up your life to the influence of the devil. You're letting him walk into your heart, walk into your life, and you're giving him thereby room to do his work in trying to bring you down. Left unresolved, anger can produce numerous sinful actions. It can go way beyond anger. Numerous sinful actions can result that can cause emotional, psychological, physical, spiritual harm. Not just to the person toward whom the anger is focused, but for the person who harbors that anger. Note the wise man's warning in Proverbs 29 and verse 22. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. You see, anger, it'll generate all kinds of further sinful actions if we leave it unchecked. Earlier in that chapter, he wrote, and that's Proverbs 29, scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath. The course of godly wisdom is to recognize when anger is starting to swell up within you, and then you take proper measures to put it out of your heart. As I said, to tamp it down, to keep it in check. In Proverbs 30 and verse 33, for as the churning of milk produces butter, and the wringing of the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. Again, Proverbs 30 and verse 33. I don't know how many of you may have ever watched somebody, and this used to be in the rural agricultural culture going back many years, this used to be a common practice. Farmers, farm families, they'd milk cows, they'd get the cream, and then they would churn it either in a churn, or I've seen actually put it in a mason jar and put the lid on and sit there and just shake that jar over and over and over and over for a long period of time, and ultimately it turns into butter. Well, that's what happens through the churning of milk. It produces butter. But he uses these other illustrations as well. The wringing of the nose, somebody grabs your nose and they're twisting it back and forth. Eventually your nose bleeds. And so he says, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. If you do not keep anger under control and put it out of your heart, it eventually leads to something worse. Don't let it abide in your heart. The wise man had a great deal more to say about the dangers of anger. A person who has a problem with anger has a difficult time concealing his anger from those around him. It becomes obvious just in the way he carries himself. He may not even say a word, but his facial features, his body language, his refusal to talk. He commonly becomes known as an angry person. And who wants to be around a person who is always angry? The wise man wrote in Proverbs 12 and verse 16, a fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. Proverbs 12 and verse 16. The difference in character between a person who controls his anger and a person who does not is obvious, because the person who does not control his anger is a person who lashes out. He uses vulgarity and profanity. He's cutting in his verbal responses to somebody else, and probably he is either on the verge of anger or of violence, or he resorts to violence, and possibly on an ongoing basis. Proverbs 14:29 says, "He who is slow to wrath has great understanding." In other words, you're keeping your anger in check. You're not letting it suddenly, emotionally, push you into some other kind of sinful action, even violence. So he who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. Note again, Proverbs 15 and verse 1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Again, Proverbs 15 and verse 1. If you want to provoke somebody with whom you've got a problem, just lash out toward them with angry words and see what their response is going to be. Anger evokes anger. An angry action towards somebody, even verbally, that provokes a response of anger back at you. And again, as it goes back and forth like that, it can become very dangerous for you as well as for the other person. Similarly, a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention or keeps it from happening. Proverbs 15 and verse 18. Who wants to be around a chronically angry person? Many marriages have been destroyed because of the prevalence of anger in the household. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Proverbs 21 and verse 19 says, you can say the same thing about dwelling with a contentious and angry man. Notice again, a continual dripping of a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Proverbs 27 and verse 15. You see continued responses of anger on an ongoing basis, it wears a person down. And I'm talking about the person who has to be in that other person's presence. They don't want to hear angry words all the time. They don't want to always see angry body language and angry, you know, advances against them by that person. For one's own safety and well-being, it is better to avoid the company of an angry person. Just stay away from them. Proverbs 22 and verse 24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go. How do you keep a forest from blazing into a forest fire? You put out the match. Don't even bring the match with you. How do you keep yourself safe in the presence of a chronically angry person? Stay away from that person as much as you can. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go. Uncontrolled anger is a burden for the one who bears it. He's got a problem in his heart, whether or not he realizes it. And it is also a danger for people around that person. Proverbs 27, verses 3 and 4 reads, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath, anger, is cruel, and anger a torrent. Again, Proverbs 27, verses 3 and 4. We'll dig a little bit deeper next time. Let's pray. Father, help us to recognize the dangers of anger and to keep it in check in our lives and to put it out of our hearts. Help us to stay controlled emotionally and thereby bring glory to you as we exemplify Christianity before others. Please help us in this, Father. Please forgive us, gracious Father. And hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.